Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City's manager, Kevin Nicholson. Kevin came into today's game on the back of a nine-match unbeaten run. A few clean sheets in there. Didn't quite happen today. Frustrating afternoon.
Yeah, very much so. Bitterly disappointing in terms of the end result, losing the game 1-0, especially after having dominated large parts of that game again tonight. And, you know, we just couldn't find that way of scoring again, which is really disappointing. That's three games now we've gone, you know, without scoring a goal, and I think to lose it in the way that we did at the end makes it even more disappointing as well. But when you look out, and as has certainly been out in the last few games, and maybe we need a goal like theirs to just kick start us again and get us scoring.
Yeah, seem to be drifting towards a goalless draw despite our best efforts. Fortunate goal, to say the least, to win it for Llandudno. No, seem to be struggling to break down teams that are setting up quite defensively against us. Any particular reason for that, do you think?
Well, as you said there, the effort can't be questioned. As in, the players are putting in everything that they've got. I think we were a bit unfortunate tonight as well, with two forced changes we had to make in the first half. You know, our centre back and captain coming off, and then also a central midfield player. So you have to then shift things about and bring players on maybe earlier than what we would have. But that's football; you get on with it, and you know. But I just thought a lot of things didn't quite fall for us tonight. And but like I say, the effort can't be questioned. And I think when you're on a run like this, certainly, lacking goals, you just need to have that belief that something can come out of the blue and get you going again. And we thought that really all the way up until they scored. But yeah. Once they scored, obviously there wasn't a lot of time after that to get back in it.
Yeah. And latest news on the two injuries from the first half. Paul Connolly, the captain, first of all.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've only just come in here. But they'll be assessed, obviously, by the physios, and we'll see how both lads are on Wednesday when we join up to train again. As we said in there, all you can do now is just move on to the next game. That's all you can ever do, and we'll obviously look forward to being back here on Friday against Newtown. And at the end of the day, if you put things into perspective, it's very, very disappointing to have lost tonight, but it's one defeat in 10. Mm-hmm. And if we go the next 10 games only losing one, then we'll have done ever so well again. So we just need something to kickstart us, and hopefully it'll be on Friday.
Yeah, two games now to go before the split, including Friday's game. Visit then to TNS the following Saturday. Transfer window opens as well. Any news for the fans in terms of likely activity there?
No news at the minute, but obviously, especially with the injuries, I'm sure that we'll be looking to strengthen as a club and bring certain players in certain positions. And I think maybe, the team needs freshening up maybe a little bit as well. The lads have put in a large amount of effort over the last couple of months, and they've gone on a good run at times and play some good stuff. So, maybe we just need that, like I say, that spark and something to kickstart us again and get us on another run. But we just, like I say, just move forward to the next game now. Disappointing tonight, but it's all part and parcel of the game, isn't it? You've got to just get on with it and bounce back.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you on Friday, and hopefully we'll be bouncing again.
Cheers.